Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. At the recent Celtic Cup, Welsh feather Bethendyke achieved her 75th national cap. She joins me now. Bethan, Wills has grown so much as a side, hasn't it, over that time?
Yeah, it really has. We're really proud of the performances that we put out last weekend and in the two games previously to Zimbabwe. I think we're really grateful for the opportunity that we had to play four games back to back. It's such a good test for us to be able to play those games day after day. You do have to adapt really quickly because you're playing against lots of different styles. And I think that was the most pleasing thing for us as a squad, was we were able to back up our performances across the 4 days.
How much did you enjoy them?
Yeah, we really enjoyed them. And most of all, we really enjoy being in each other's company. I think it's been a tough block. It's been a long block. We spent lots of time together doing things on court, but also lots of stuff away from the court. And I think the performances last weekend showed we were really striving for that excellence every day. And I think we learned lots from game one to game four. And I'm just so proud that we were able to bring home the cup.
It was nice as well that you didn't have to travel halfway around the world just to play Scotland and Nepal, Northern Ireland, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite nice. But going up to Scotland and playing against them away from home is always such a tough ask. And again, with Northern Ireland as well, we always have really closely fought contests. So it was really good that we were able to do that in such short succession and obviously come out on top for both games.
During it as well, you celebrated your 75th international cap as well. Never really taken for granted, but playing for Wales is always something you treasure?
Yeah, never taken for granted. And every time I get to put on the red dress, it's really special. And I think it has gone so quickly, even though it does at times feel like a lifetime. But I remember my first cap back in 2014. In Cardiff, which was a real special moment. I remember my 50th cap at the Commonwealth Games when we played against Scotland, and to get my 75th on the weekend was really special. The team and everyone involved in Wales netball made it a really special time, and I was also fortunate to have my boyfriend and my mum there at the time as well, which was amazing, and to get the win on Saturday was great.
Did you do anything as a team to celebrate?
I mean, we had a sing-song in the changing room and in the ice bath, but the focus was very much on the next game. And like I said, the team did make it really special and all got around me and we celebrated back at the hotel with a good sing-song and some performance analysis.
I bet it was nice having the likes of Zimbabwe as that invitational squad as well, because they bring so much to games, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it was really great to have them as part of the Celtic Cup. And obviously, we were very fortunate to play them twice in Cardiff the week before. We hadn't really seen much of them playing, so it was very much the unknown in the Cardiff games the week before. And I think, as you saw, the two games were very different. The first game was very, very tight, really strong contest, which we knew we were going to have. But it's really important that we're able to play against those different styles and be able to do it again, like I said, back to back, because you do have to learn very quickly and adapt. And I think the pleasing thing was we were then from test one to test two against Zimbabwe, we obviously made huge improvements. And then the goal for goal game the week after, I think just to continue to do what we wanted to put out there and trust in our game plan and get over the line, particularly in, like I said, a really close fought game, was really important for us as a team. And I think there's been games in the past where we haven't got over the line in those goal for goal games. So to be able to do that gave us huge confidence going into the next game.
it was evident, I suppose, quite early on that you'd gone 2 from 2. By the time it had gone 2 from 2, really, what did you start to think as a team, you know what, we could really take all 3 wins? Or was that never the idea?
Yeah, I think the aim for us going into the competition was we wanted to come away with 4 wins. And for us, the 2 tests previous, like 6 games from 6. So we knew in order to do this, we had to be at our very best for every single game. So the focus was very much on us ahead of the week. As we, like I said, we hadn't really seen much of all 3 opposition really ahead of the games. But I think what the biggest achievement for us was, we progressed as every game went on. We learned lots. We took the things that we've done really well in games into the next. And I think to see out those really close matches that were going goal for goal and come out on top was a huge step forward for us as a team. We also got 2 new caps across the course of the week, Poppy and Vicky. Both Poppy and Vicky deserve their first caps. They've trained so hard in this block and they've come into the squad seamlessly. And I think what's great is we've got a good mix of youth and experience now in the squad, and we've definitely got lots of depth. We took 15 athletes up to Celtic Cup and we still had 3 athletes back in Cardiff. So I think there's loads and loads that we can be proud of, and we're looking to build on that going forward now.
Given the fact that Netball Scotland are going to be after ranking points, Netball Northern Ireland are going to be after ranking points as well, how did you think they did overall?
I think all squads did so well. I think it was an awesome competition, and I think the games were very closely contested. Every game, you didn't really know who was going to come out on top, which I think makes it really exciting. I think for us, we definitely want to climb the rankings. So that's definitely something that we want to do going forward, and it is within our control. We just need to make sure that every opportunity that we get as a Wales squad to play against any opposition that we go out, we put our best foot forward and we try and get those wins so that gives us the best chance to climb up the rankings.
It was nice to see player of the series was Vicky Booth, wasn't it?
Yeah, Vicky had an incredible test series against Zimbabwe to get her first cap. And player of the match was amazing. I said to her, it must be like a dream come true for her. But like I said, she's just slotted seamlessly into the squad. She's been a great teammate to have around. And she is still so young and has got so much potential. And we're really fortunate to have her as part of the Wales Feathers.
And I'm trying to get the inside scoop about Leah and her trainers. One was one colour and one was the other colour. Although I did message her and she must have seen it at half time because it was back to solo colour. So what's that about?
Leah was wearing her new trainers. So I don't really have any inside scoop, considering that we were roomies for the Celtic Cup as well. I think those trainers changed quite a lot across game to game. But you know what? She had an incredible tournament, so yeah, she can do what she wants.
No arguments here. And finally, you'd just be looking forward to Super League starting. No doubt it's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited to get started. Obviously, we're really lucky that we've got a number of players that will be playing together at Cardiff Dragons that just come off the back of Celtic Cup. So yeah, we're definitely looking to build on those connections. But again, we've got loads of exciting talent and I'm just really, really excited to be back with Cardiff Dragons this year.
Thank you very much, Bethan.
Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.